let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Larry Miller describes Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth as a book of connection, spoken through the experiences he's been through, meant to reach people and help them through whatever demons they are fighting. His book is not meant to solve your problems. It's meant to show you there is always a way to express how you were feeling and how to turn those emotions into something amazing. Larry has experienced his fair share of personal conflict. He's moved 33 times over 20 years, from some of the smallest towns in Georgia to living on Native American lands, trying to survive the harsh winters of North Dakota, where he was involved in two major accidents. His outlet of expression, his book, Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth, and author Larry Miller joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and you have done such an excellent job with this book, Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. Do you have a literary background? Where did this talent come from?
Honestly, as a child, I just really loved writing and stuff. I wasn't very good at writing long books and long stories, but as far as poetry and stuff like that, I really enjoyed doing that, and it was just kind of something that I would say came naturally, I guess.
Who were some of the influences as you were a child? Who did you enjoy reading that maybe got you started on this track?
I was a really big fan of James Patterson, and it was a lot more of artists, music artists and things like that, that really inspired me just because of all the different places I lived and different cultures and everything like that. They all have different forms of expression, and a lot of that was for poetry is one of the more one of the early stages of literature was poetry, and it just kind of felt good to me. And
yeah, you're obviously very comfortable with poetry. Our guest is Larry Miller. His book is Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. You'll find the book available at his website, which is porchswingvibe.com. Also at writersrepublic.com, publisher of the book. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. When did you start writing? Did you start as a child?
I wrote a few songs. Tried to write a few songs as a child, and turned out it was more poetry than a song, and I was about 10, 11 years old when I started doing that, and then high school is where I really took off writing. I had a really good writing teacher who helped inspire me even more, and I went to a couple poetry competitions, you could call them, did a few of those, and I got a lot of good feedback, and so I was something I wanted to run with and see if I can make anything out of it. So,
well, and you have. The book is Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth by Larry Miller, our guest on the program. Again, book available at writersrepublic.com. Larry's website is porchswingvibe.com. All of that we'll have up on our website. Talk a little bit about getting started as a poet. So many people, me included, found poetry as we were growing up somewhat intimidating. Obviously, it was very comfortable to you. How did you get started appreciating poetry and then being able to write it in poetic fashion?
Yeah, so basically, like I said earlier, I had a really good writing teacher in high school who took the time, and it was pretty much an entire class on writing poetry, writing shorter stories, things like that, and she really helped inspire me to go to some of these competitions and stuff with poetry, and she kind of pushed it really hard but she inspired me to want to write more and get better at writing, and so I feel like that's probably one of the biggest influences that got me to start writing more for books and just personal pleasure and things like that.
It's interesting the role that a teacher played. My lack of knowledge and appreciation of poetry, I will blame on not having a teacher like you had, who was there to encourage you and to guide you into this wonderful area of poetry. When you started writing and continue to write to this day, is it easy? Do you find this easy to put your expressions down on paper?
I feel like it is to an extent. I start I listen to music, or I'll be in like a certain kind of mood, or I'll be just thinking about stuff in my head, and then I just go to either like my notes in my phone, or if I have a pen and paper close by, I just start jotting down like a couple of ideas, and then after a couple ideas of and everything, I just kind of start writing more and more, and by the end of it, I'm like, oh, I got a poem now. And I go back and, you know, kind of touch it up a little bit, make sure everything sounds good and things like that. But yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting how you go about that. Let's talk about a working day for you. How does that evolve? Describe your working day.
Like I said, so when I have free time and stuff, and I try to set aside time so I can write and whatnot, and so I go and I'll either listen to music, or I'll have something on the TV, or just be sitting down relaxing, and then I'll start thinking of stuff from like a song or something that happened in my day, or just something that's happened in my life or somebody else's life or stuff like that, and then I'll start thinking about ideas, I'll start thinking about like a story and stuff like that, and then I try to not necessarily rhyme all the time, but a majority of the time I do try to rhyme or keep a good flow, rhythm going, and go from there.
With us on the program is Larry Miller. His book is Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. It's at Amazon, writersrepublic.com. Larry's website, and we'll give you all that as we go through the conversation here today. Do you do much research? Is there much research involved in your writing?
I would say there's a decent amount of research into my writing. When I try to find words to like rhyme with certain things, I'll go online. I'll do like a encyclopedia dictionary kind of thing, just to find some things that rhyme, see what flows really well with the poem, and do other research. Like if I'm doing something about like past trauma, like I'll try to look and find like other people's stories and like how I can relate to them. Cause that's a really big thing to me, is being able to be relatable to people, because that's just who I am as a person.
Yes, and in reading the reviews, I think that's why your poetry resonates, because people are able to get something. It's not only enjoyment in reading it, but it's a lesson they're able to take away from that. And I'll ask you about the takeaway here in a minute. I want to follow up on this, but when you're writing the poetry, talk about how you put that together in your poetry books. How do you go about doing the poetry books?
Definitely. So whenever I was making the poetry book, Writers Republic, me and them sat down, we talked, they're like, you know, about how many poems do you want in the book? And, you know, we came up with a general number. I was like, all right, you know, I can do that. Had a good time frame to work on some poems, finish up some. And then basically me and Writers Republic sat down and went through each part of the book, like cover design, how I wanted the poems spaced out, you know, different things like that.
You know, it's always fascinating how these projects, the creative project, how it flows, how you get it started, how you get to the point where you're ready to publish. How do you develop your poems, not just for this book, Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth, but any poetry that you write? Take us through sort of start to finish and how these develop.
Yeah, so like I said, I start with, you know, getting some ideas and whatnot, whether it's from like music, movies, past experiences, other people's experiences. I start writing out some ideas, and then going off the ideas, and I write a poem out of that. I touch it up a little bit, and I go to like a couple of close friends and like ask them how they feel about it. If there's, you know, things that they would change, or if they like it, what they dislike, things like that. And I go back and revisit the poem just to do final touches and whatnot, and then either post it on social media, things like that, or send it to the Writers Republic so we can start getting another book going. So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that you have some people that you will go to and sort of bounce ideas off. How do you go about finding people and being confident in what their input is going to be? Like I said, not everybody is all that aware of poetry and what goes into what you're trying to create. Is it difficult to find people to bounce these ideas off of?
I wouldn't say it's difficult. Like I said, like the whole point of the poetry and the poetry book is so I can, am, so so that I am able to relate to people. And the only way you can relate to people is by talking to people and being comfortable talking to people. And I find myself to be a very sociable person, so going and talking to people and, like, you know, and getting critiqued and stuff on my work doesn't really come hard. I know for others it can be, but the biggest thing is just getting it out there.
Yes, and touching lives in so many ways, which you've done with the poetry. We talked about this before, some of the influences. Who are some of your favorite living poets that you really enjoy reading?
I honestly don't have a favorite. I read a lot of poetry, but I wouldn't say I have a favorite living poet at the moment. There's a few of them that are pretty good, but...
You just sort of enjoy a number of them, obviously, out there that you enjoy reading. The name of the book is interesting. Let's talk about the title, Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. Where did you come up with that title?
I spent about 2 or 3 days trying to come up with the title because that was one of the last things I needed for the book. And me and writers in public bounced back a couple of ideas, and I wanted to figure out what would go the best, what would sound the best, what would be relatable, like, you know, what the book was about. And the book was about change and expressing yourself, and I felt like that title is what fit best with the book.
Easy to remember, Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. The book is available at writersrepublic.com, the publisher, at Amazon as well, and at Larry's own website, which is porchswingvibe.com. Talk about some of the topics, some of the areas that you touch on in your book. What are some of the topics that you discuss?
Some of the topics in my book that I discuss is like coming from like families with like financial struggles and things like that. And different like past traumas, just feeling like you're backed into a corner, things like that.
Yeah, I mentioned in the beginning your travel, and you touched on that briefly. Every area you go sort of has a different culture, and you learn something. This has sort of been a learning experience for you, sort of like research on the road, hasn't it? 33 times moving over 20 years. I'm sure each of those brings up different circumstances in your mind that's ripe for poetry.
Yeah, no, like I said, I've definitely been to quite a few places. Like I said, in the book, I've moved 33 times in about 20 years and lived in places like Georgia, New Mexico, Arizona, North Dakota, and to a lot of places.
And seen a lot of different circumstances, have met a lot of people. I mentioned you were involved in two major accidents while in North Dakota. How are you doing now? Are you okay?
Yes, I am definitely doing a lot better now. Like, so my accidents were a while back, so...
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, you've been through... You know, so much, but you mentioned that a lot of people are going through that. You have no idea what the depths of what some people, where they've fallen in trying to get their lives together. You're just trying to offer sort of a helping hand there. When people read Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth, what do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope they get from reading your book of poetry?
Like I said, the biggest thing is just to let people know that they have an outlet that they can use to express themselves, because sometimes coming to people and coming and talking to people about certain things isn't always easy. That's why in the back of my book I left a express yourself section. That way people can draw, write poetry, write stories, whatever they need to do in order to express themselves, they can do it in the back of any of the books that the book's out right now, so there's a express yourself section.
Yes.
Just for, yeah.
What was that like for you to be able to express yourself? So many people keep it bottled up inside. They're not quite sure how to deal with these feelings. You express those, and it obviously, that's a positive for you. Talk about that experience, what it's like for you to express your feelings and how that obviously relieves some of the tension in what you're going through.
Definitely. So basically, like, when it came to expressing myself, I wasn't always the most vocal expressing myself, and that's why I turned to poetry, because when you write stuff down and you say it in your head, it sounds a lot better and gives you time to process stuff, so it makes anything you say out loud a lot better.
What was it like as you were putting these poems together and go back and reliving some of these circumstances, some negative circumstances in your past? Was that difficult to go back and write based on your past?
I would say it was a little difficult just because reliving some of those moments and experiences were very traumatic. And so, but I felt like that was the best way for me to connect with people, is getting down to that emotional level, getting down to, like, you know, not cutting any corners, you know, not beating around the bush. Like, this is what it is.
Well, and there's that vulnerability there that's believable as people read your book. Suddenly it's like, I think he probably understands my circumstances because he's gone through difficult times as well. What kind of feedback have you been getting? I'm reading reviews and they're all excellent, but feedback you might get directly from family and friends that have read your book. What kind of feedback are you getting?
Definitely. No, I've heard from quite a few friends and family and other people that they really enjoy my book, and I've inspired a couple of other people to start expressing themselves through writing stories, writing poetry, things like that. And it honestly makes me feel really good to know that I can at least help a few people, if not more. And
yeah, that you're able to help along the way. The book is Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth by Larry Miller, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. What are you working on now? Are you working on a new collection of poetry?
I am, actually. I am starting to work towards a second book. I have quite a bit new poetry, a lot more, how would I put it? The poetry will connect a lot more, and I feel like the poetry is going to be a lot better. So if the first book was really good and people really enjoyed it, I feel like the second book that will be coming out later, hopefully this year, sometime early next year, that will be a lot better with a lot more poetry. And so
I get the impression you're constantly learning as a poet, as a writer, as a person. Is that true, that sort of each day brings new experiences for you to sort of sort through and see what you can do with them?
Right. No, I completely agree. I feel like every tomorrow is today's yesterday, and so basically every yesterday is part of the past, and every tomorrow is part of the future, so it gives me plenty of time and opportunity to put things together and, you know, make new experiences, make new moments, and go from there.
And share those, which is what Larry has done with his book, Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. Larry Miller is the author and our guest on the program. Book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. Also at Larry's website, which is porchswingvibe.com. And all of this you'll find on a website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly, get information on Larry's book, this book, and you can order it, and other books that will be coming. Larry, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, doing an excellent job with the poetry and helping a lot of people deal through a lot of situations in life and giving them the guidance that you learned from and went through. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Larry Miller is our guest. His book is Born in Hell, Forged in the Fire, Prosper in the Warmth. Book available at writersrepublic.com, Larry's website, porchswingvibe.com. And of course, you'll find more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.